Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Enterprise Mobility Insight Outlooks podcast. I'm Gina Daniel-Lee, Vice President, Strategic Alliances and Partnerships at Stratix. Today, we're going to be talking transportation, specifically about how mobile technology is modernizing the transportation and trucking industry, and how this impacts the distribution of goods and services that each of our businesses rely on. By the end of 2022, all major carriers will have shut down their 3G networks, so we're also going to explore what impact that will have. The arrival of 5G has been making a lot of headlines lately. We have talked about it quite a bit on this podcast as well. But just as important as the arrival of 5G is that 3G is going away, and this significantly impacts the trucking industry. Many truckers rely on older electronic logging devices that run on 3G, and that's a problem. If you're a trucking fleet and driver that relies on legacy telematics and electronic logging device systems historically leveraging 3G communications, today, trucking fleets are carefully strategizing for how they move to an entirely upgraded hardware and software experience. And like other industries, these are realistic challenges, but inside, there's also a lot of opportunity. Digging into this topic with me today is Gary Bloom, Head of Business Development, B2B Mobility at Samsung, and a real expert in this area. Welcome, Gary.
Thank you, Gina, and good morning, everyone. Nice to be here. I spent the majority of the last 20 years working for myself as an entrepreneur. Way back then, I started a company called Blue Dot Solutions. Blue Dot was a driver workflow experience platform company, and we solely focused on building a platform and products that really enhance the driver experience for truck drivers when they're out on the open road, literally digitizing and mobilizing all the paper forms and all the manual business processes that actually come along with actually the work that drivers have to do while they're out on the open road. From there, I actually moved on to Omnitrax, where I spent about 2.5 to 3 years working in partner alliances, and most recently joining Samsung about 11 months ago as a subject matter expert for transportation and trucking.
I know you have a long history in this area, which is why this conversation is going to be so good. So, Gary, we all know 3G is going away. In fact, some wireless carriers have already pulled the plug. Verizon will end its service in December. T-Mobile's been sunsetting its CDMA and LTE networks this year as well. This is not something truckers can really ignore, can they?
Not really, and absolutely not. If trucking fleet execs are not putting strategies in place for this critical event, the downstream effects are not going to be pretty. For example, you'll have pockets in the country that will no longer have wireless connectivity for those 3G devices. And that means ELD is going to register a malfunction. This puts a lot of stress and inconvenience on your drivers for if and when they are stopped and how they can't prove to be ELD compliant, and then fines will actually be handled out and settled in. Along with this, as we all know, drivers are earning money when their wheels are spinning and rolling, and these stops during the trips will truly impact their pay and provide a growing negative experience when they are out on the open road.
Yeah, you know, we both know that upgrading technology can be a challenge, right? But it can also be an opportunity. Why is that?
I think everyone wins here, right? I mean, I think the truck drivers win, the trucking fleets themselves win, Samsung wins, and also Stratix, being a very key component to how this all comes together, very much wins. For the longest period of time, drivers have been relegated to using this older and legacy fixed mount mobile data terminals to manage and record their ELD compliance activities. Over the course of time, this has evolved into a more clunky and time-consuming experience as this technology experience has become outdated for the drivers. Yes, there's a big opportunity for several parties involved, like I just mentioned, in upgrading the entire experience, most especially the trucking fleets and their most precious commodities, their drivers. With driver retention still being such an expensive and problematic area for trucking fleets, modernizing the ELD recording experience, along with mobilizing, adding other key driver job tasks and activities, will have a significant impact in their overall driver experience while out on the open road.
So trucks are a really critical piece of the entire supply chain, and no more so than now. How do mobile devices impact this?
Yeah, good question. As we experience every day in our lives with smartphones, mobile devices and tablets are truly along with us to accomplish and do so many more tasks away from our computers. Trucking is absolutely no different. There are so many driver job tasks and activities that have been historically handled with pen and paper. The ability to now mobilize all of these can save trucking fleets significant money in the form of having their drivers be more productive. Let's say doing the same number of job tasks and activities in, let's say, half the time. And drivers will now equally spend half of the time they would normally spend managing and recording all of these job tasks and activities, where this saved time can now be spent driving, and as such increases their wages on a daily basis.
So I'm going to stereotype just a little bit here, but truck drivers are kind of known for disliking the technology they use, right? Why is that, and what can be done about it?
Well, the adoption of new mobile technology is a careful challenge, no matter who the audience is, because you are implementing business process changes, typically from an as-is environment to a to-be environment. With the average age of a truck driver being between about 58 and 61, while this age group may give off the initial impression mobile business processes changes are not welcomed, we've experienced quite the opposite. For example, one of the key approaches is to truly have a walk, crawl, and run approach for onboarding new mobile technology, literally taking your time. Implementing very methodically and being sure to put the easiest mobile business processes changes in first, and gradually building momentum in adoption, and work from there to ensure driver user adoption has the greatest chance for success.
So let's be honest, we're all working folks, right? And at the end of the day, we want to get paid. How do mobile devices help with that in this industry?
Yeah, as I started to mention a bit earlier, truck drivers are the happiest and most satisfied when they're driving and spending the least amount of time manually recording the job tasks and activities the fleets are asking them to manage and record. If this was not the case, they'd all be working in offices and have desk jobs, which is truly not the point. They want to be out on the open road and not staring down at pen and paper. Mobile devices and mobile technology offer unparalleled productivity and time savings. And this equates to, again, to more time driving and increased wages, and really turns the whole experience into a much happier sort of time for them while out on the open road.
So, you know, we all know that 3G is pushing the need to upgrade technology, but what are the benefits of 5G for the trucking industry? And what about supply chain as a whole?
Yeah, good question. I think this is kind of a three-part answer, but the one that probably comes to mind the quickest is the regulatory compliance and vehicle tracking. 5G offers very powerful potential for trucking fleets willing to utilize telematics technology for more than simply regulating compliance. The insurance industry is already using diagnostic plugins to collect key data about drivers' behavior and then making real-time decisions regarding risk and premiums. This is only going to increase. 5G is expected to provide improved geolocation and allow for real-time tracking, even in remote locations where coverage isn't necessarily guaranteed with current networks. The chain of custody piece of this is enormous for all the parties involved. The second component is automated vehicles. You're hearing a lot about autonomous trucking and vehicles, but in order for automated fleets to become a feature out on the roads, onboarding safety software will need to be able to receive uninterrupted data from key sensors that provide real-time analysis of road conditions and behavior of other drivers. The advent of 5G could usher in minimized latency and constant connectivity. Not only will onboard safety systems receive uninterrupted data, but autonomous fleets will be able to connect to other vehicles on the road as well, also increasing the whole safety factor. The last part is communication and supply chain. 5G has a lot of potential to transform vital freight industry communications while out on the open road. There's an expectation that wireless service speeds will be significant, even in an area where there is high demand that puts pressure on current networks today. This could mean a reduction in delays and improvements in efficiency for online freight exchange users and communications with fleet managers themselves. For example, information on unusual weather or emergency road conditions experienced by one of these vehicles could be immediately communicated to the entire fleet, with solutions potentially supporting key AI software.
Hey, so Gary, there's a lot of large trucking companies out there, right? Are there different challenges when trying to do a major technology upgrade like this in those companies?
Yeah, well, inside any industry, the larger the strategic technology project, the more challenges that are going to have to be thought through and overcome. Trucking is absolutely no different. After the mobile application, or let's say mobile applications are finalized and business processes go from as is to be, all of the logistics surrounding onboarding, installation, staging, kitting, device management, and go live support is what typically drives the overall success of a project. This is where sort of the magic and the voodoo happens. Since trucking fleets are geographically dispersed, think about it. You need to be able to handle installations all throughout the country, or region for that matter, if a trucking company only works in a particular region, but the geographic footprint obviously is pretty wide. There needs to be very detailed processes put in place around installations where standards are adhered to and not compromised. Also, many trucking fleets believe they have the vast internal resources to handle this, but I've seen a good number of trucking fleets outsource a lot of the mobile deployment services to other companies like Stratix, who very much treat this as an art form. And this ranges from loading software on tablets and running extensive quality assurance testing to having a well thought out inventory and spare parts model in place. So if and when a tablet goes down, there's very little time to get them repaired and back up live. Device management is also a very key component of the success factor. Being able to remotely upgrade and remote control into a tablet to tap into an application that maybe is not performing to standard to possibly troubleshoot this problem is very key. Also, post-installation support is also very critical. If and when a driver needs technical support, you always want to be in a position to take the support call live and get the issue resolved as quickly as possible. In the end, we see many trucking fleets heads down and focused on running their business. But all of the critical tasks surrounding mobile deployment services are typically never handled to the detail and perfection needed. You need a very big, experienced staff. With all this understood, oftentimes we encourage fleets to outsource this part of the project to a company like Stratix, as they offer industry-leading 24/7 support and allow your drivers to be as productive as humanly possible while out on the open road. Maximizing ROI is what this is all about. And for all the money that trucking fleets have invested in hardware and software services, return on investment is a factor that should never be overlooked.
I knew we'd gain some great insights having you on the podcast today with all of your many years of experience. Thank you. That was great. So if you've listened to our podcast before, Gary, you know that we like to end it with a little fun, some rapid fire questions that I'll send your way if you're game.
Let's do it.
All right. If you could have an extra hour of free time every day, how would you use it?
I would probably want to be underwater, swimming.
Underwater. Okay, that's interesting.
I love the water. So anything to do underwater or in the water is what I want to be doing.
I love it. And if you could immediately gain one skill, what would that be?
I'd like to be able to fly.
Oh, I like that too. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. So finally, this is kind of an interesting one. Which aisle in a grocery store would you be? I don't know that I've ever really thought about that.
Well, I shop at Harris Teeter, so if that's the case, I'd want to be aisle 6 in the wine section.
Ooh, I'm there with you. That's a good one. Gary, it was great to have you here today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Good talking with you. Thank you.
And listeners, if you liked what you heard and would like more information or would like to sign up for future episodes, please visit StraticsCorp.com/podcast to subscribe. We'd also love it if you would rate and leave a review for any podcast that you've listened to, or even provide us with some suggestions of future topics you would like us to explore. I'll see you next time. Goodbye.